It's a replacement engine. We're just updating the fleet. As with any vehicle or fleet of vehicles, over time they start to wear out. And it was just time to order a new one and request the purchase of a new one. And the council graciously approved that for us. It takes about a year to get the vehicle built. It's built to our specifications and to take delivery and such. And when it gets here, we'll put it in use as a frontline vehicle in typically one of the busier stations. And we'll roll the trucks down, so to speak, in the fleet line. And whichever one at that point is oldest or most mileage and such, we will remove from the fleet. So this is just a replacement purchase here, just to, again, to keep our fleet safe and reliable so we can respond to emergencies.
It is not an inexpensive investment.
No, it's not. Fire apparatus are very expensive. Anything, especially the public service, just comes with a very high price. But it is in line with our other vehicles that we purchased that are similar. This one will be very similar. Then they'll have a couple of new safety features that the manufacturer now offers that the older ones didn't, such as some airbags and such inside the passenger compartment. So a lot of money spent, but we usually get about 20 years out of these trucks, total lifespan. So they have a long life, but they are very expensive.
Any idea at this point which station is going to get the new engine?
We don't know yet. We'll wait and see whenever the vehicle arrives. Again, it's about a year out. But we typically put the brand new ones in the busier stations. The manufacturer recommends that to kind of run them on a hard schedule to see if there's any issues with them. And then over a period of time, they typically rotate out to a slower station just to expand the life of the vehicle.
Any other particular features that the new engine is going to get that will help you in the firefighting effort when you farm out the old one?
Well, again, there's just some technology and such that's available today that wasn't available 15 to 20 years ago, and the one that'll be going away. And a lot of that includes electronic equipment, some additional lighting features, light up scenes and such as that. So like with any other vehicle, there's new options and new features each year, and this one will have features that the old one going out the door doesn't have. So that makes our job easier and better.
You mentioned the 20-year lifespan. How often does the fire department get a new engine?
It varies. Typically, we try to get one every 2 years. 2 to 3 years. We have five that are run every day. These are the fire engines, and one in each fire station. And we have three reserves. So we try to rotate them through, but just to keep up with the size of fleet we have, particularly about every 2 years, we try to purchase one.
Because I've been here almost 3 years now, and I couldn't remember this purchase being made. It could very well have, but I just couldn't recall. So.
It did. We actually bought two. We ordered them back in 2009, and they delivered in 2010. Okay. Of these type vehicles.
Right. Have I got everything covered?
I believe so. The thing about the price tag, too, though, that's important to share is that, that's a fully equipped truck. That's everything from hoses to radios to medical equipment. It's everything but the people who run it. So that kind of helps contribute to the cost of the vehicle, too. It's not just a plain truck. But by buying it as a package deal, it does save money. You know, the more you add to it, the better the pricing gets. So that's why we buy them completely equipped. Like I said, that's spec'd out with everything we need on that vehicle to operate.
And just to add that it has everything that you need for the city of Bryan, which is going to be a little unique compared to other jurisdictions. I'm sure there are certain things that you all want for sure, and some things that would be nice to have, and maybe you can get those things, but Bryan would be different than even another city of comparable size.
Yeah, some of the equipment's the same, but there's, you know, depending on the level of services each department provides, it will vary a little bit, and this one certainly will too, but it's equipped with everything to meet all the needs of the services we provide here in the city of Bryan.
All right. I can't think of anything else. Like I said, every couple, 3 years, everywhere I've been, this always comes up. So I think, something, like I said before, I think it's something to kind of brag on. So,
Absolutely. And the only other thing I would say is, you know, as a department, fire department here in Bryan, we have always been blessed with such great support from our city council. They're the folks that make these things happen, and they've let us do our jobs. And they've always been very good about providing us the equipment and very good equipment that we need to respond to emergencies.
All righty. Sounds like I've got everything covered then.
All right, Bill. If you need anything else, just give me a shout back.
I can't. The only thing I can think of, if do you already have a, are you already at a point where you're going to sign a contract with the manufacturer? Or
we just did. Just we had everything in place, waiting on city council approval, and obviously we got that approval, and it is the PO has just been cut as of yesterday, and the process will begin on specking out and constructing the truck.
Okay, because I didn't know whether there was a website I could go to grab a picture of something that looks similar to what you're getting, or if it's too early in the process.
No, it's too early in the process, but like I said, if you go to our website, and you can either click on the fire engine station 1 or 2, it's going to be almost identical to those.
Okay. I will do that.
All right, Bill.
Very good. Thanks for cutting into your meeting. Give me a holler.
Anytime. Glad to help. Have a great day, Bill.
Will do. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.